today's the day of turning over new leaves and, you know, that's a bunch of nonsense. Can I tell you, when I got born again, I didn't turn over a new leaf. No, I got born again. Hallelujah. The old man died and a new man came. Life came. Sins were gone, washed away. Now I got joy and hope and life and peace. If all you did is turn over a new leaf, you turn that leaf back over, you're still a mess. Huh? You know, I'm gonna preach here, but you know, you keep turning leaves over. Guess what happens? It turns into a rotted mess. It's called mulch. I better just preach. Psalm 118 this morning. Hey, man, we don't want you to mulch. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't need to mulch. You just keep turning them leaves over, but you need to let the Lord help you. Psalms chapter 118. It's a very familiar portion of Scripture. You've heard it, preached on it before. God has laid it on our hearts for this morning, Psalms chapter 118. And again, just so good to be here. Appreciate the pastor allowing us the opportunity to come and minister the Word of the Lord. Excited about what God has for us this week. That God would just revive us. Amen. Send old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Hallelujah. I said that's what we need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to see some friends from Indianapolis. Well, up here, but then she transferred down there. But it's good to have her, praise the Lord, back in the house of God with us this morning. Psalm 118. And reading two very familiar portions of Scripture, the Bible says in verse number 23, the Bible declares like this. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to preach a little while, taking our text from that 24th verse, said this is the Lord's doing, it's marvelous on our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to preach a little while this morning simply on this thought of what a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for love and mercy and goodness. Thank you for the opportunity to give us to come together in the house of God. Father, this morning we stand in our need of the Holy Ghost anointing. Ask you, Lord, to set my soul ablaze in a flame for to preach thy word and thy word alone. God, honor us to hear, and honor our hearts to receive. Do with every heart, do with every life, do with every soul. As we gather around these altars this morning, God, we give you all the praise and glory, the power and the honor. Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody said, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to preach a little while this morning simply on this thought of what a difference a day makes. You know, it's interesting. This morning we are the first day of a new year. And folks are looking to today to change themselves, to change maybe their eating habits. It's a big one. Or change their exercise habits, you know, or change their attitudinal habits or whatever the case might be. And they're hoping that this day will just, it'll do it. I want to preach on what a difference a day makes. You know, there are days in our life, days in the history of our life that we have never forgotten. You know, one of them is your birthday. Your mama never forgot your birthday, okay? I can put it, your mama's never been the same since you were born. You understand? Since that day, things have been different since that day. I'm telling you, you've never been the same since you were born. Amen. You know, just the way it is. What a difference one day makes. One day you're not here, the next day you are. I'm telling you, what a difference a day makes. You know, there are days in the history of our nation that have gone down, that have made a difference. That the world is completely different because of that day. We think of one just simply July 4th. And you know that the world has never been the same since that day. I'm not talking about this July 4th. I'm talking about 1776, July 4th. We declared independence. I'm telling you, everything changed on that day. The world changed, the outcomes, everything changed. What a difference one day makes. Bringing it down into a recent history, there's 9/11. I say those, there's a lot of 9/11, but you say 9/11, you're talking about one day. Everybody knows that day. And what a difference one day makes. You don't believe me, you try to fly now. As before 9/11. What a difference one day makes. What a difference. Oh, listen, the Bible tells us this is the day. Oh, my heart's desire for this revival, my heart's desire this morning is that we would not just go through another form of revival or another form of a Sunday morning service, but oh God, that we'd have a day that would change our lives forever. Not just stir my emotions, not just stir my heart, but God, cause a change in my life that I'll never be the same. What a difference one day makes. Church, can I tell you, this is the day. This is the day. You know, I thought about, we just came through that Christmas holiday. Hold on, wet her down. Amen. Fine, stay on. And you think about what a difference one day makes. December 25th, we celebrate the birth of the Christ. What a difference one day makes. Do you realize that before Jesus was born, or as my children sing a song, it just simply says, the night before Christmas, the world had no Savior. The night before Christmas, the world had no Savior. But what a difference one day makes. The night before Christmas, man was in darkness. But what a difference one day makes. The night before Christmas, you and I as Gentiles were left out in the cold, strangers and aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Oh, the night before Christmas, the world had no Savior. But what a difference one day makes. One day makes. Oh, that one day, the day the birth of our Savior. Oh, that one day, you realize, so important is that day. What a difference one day makes. That you go home this afternoon, you check your calendar. You know your calendar revolves around that day. You didn't catch that. I said your calendar revolves around that day. What this is called year 2012. What? A.D. Latin for in the year of our Lord. Hallelujah. It all changed on that day. What a difference a day makes. You know, some of these knuckleheads, modernist, liberal, ungodly, demon-possessed pagans, they don't want to say B.C. anymore. They don't like Christ. They want to take everything with God and Christ out. Don't like that. So they've changed it. It's no longer B.C. and A.D. They're trying to change it to before the current era, B.C.E. and C.E., current era. I just got one thing to say to those smart aleck devil possessed people. What in the world started the current era? I can tell you, it was one day, the birth of the Christ. What a difference one day made. Church, can I tell you, this can be that day for you. I don't know, maybe you're here this morning and you're not saved. I can tell you, you can leave this place completely changed. Why? Because the Christ can be born in your life. What a difference one day can make. Thought about another day. 33 and a half years later, approximately after the day the Christ was born. It's called the day that Christ died. We celebrate it as Good Friday. Oh, I think they kind of got them mixed up. It is, you know, after Thanksgiving, there's Black Friday. Oh, this was Black Friday, the day the Christ died. What a difference a day makes, though. That was the day that the Christ died and the Lamb of God was slain, suspended between heaven and earth, died upon Calvary's tree, shed His blood for me and you. And what a difference one day makes. Do you realize that before Jesus died, before that day, lambs still had to be slain, oxes still had to be offered, goats still had to be brought, pigeons still had to be brought into the sanctuary there. All of this still had to be done. Oh, but thank God for the day the Lamb of God died on Calvary and shed His blood. What a difference a day makes when the Lamb died and the blood was spilled and the sins can now be washed away. The Bible said the blood of bulls and goats can never wash away sins. All of our good works, it's righteousness, it's filthy rags. But what a difference one day makes when the Lamb of God shed His blood on Calvary. Hallelujah! That you and I might be born again. What a difference. One day makes. I'm almost done with the introduction, then we're going to preach. Amen. But we're just warming up. Amen. There's another day. Then we'll get into the preaching. One more. What a difference a day makes. The day when he was born. The day when he died. How about 3 days later? Oh, what a difference a day makes.
on Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Oh, early the first day of the week when Mary Magdalene came to the tomb expecting to find him dead, expecting to find his body, brought the spices to anoint him, and comes to the tomb and she cannot find him. And she's weeping and she's sorrowful and she's sad hearted. Oh, because the one that she thought the Messiah is now dead. It seems that her hope is squashed. Her light is gone. Oh, sorrow ravages that heart. And she comes to that tomb and she cannot find no master. It goes from bad to worse. She turns around and sees somebody and through the tears thinks it's the gardener and said, "Where have you laid him?" Oh, and then all of a sudden, oh, that one that she thought was a garden just simply said, "Mary! Mary!" And oh, she realized that's the Messiah. What a difference a day makes. The day before, she was in sorrow and problematic and troubles and all of the weeping. But now the Messiah just said, "Mary! Mary! What a difference one day makes. Today can be that day. I didn't come to offer you some religious deal. Religious folks go to hell. Only those that have been born again and the life of God living in your heart. I've come to tell you about a living Savior wants to live in your life." And what a difference. What a difference a day can make as a resurrected Jesus is born in your life. And the life of God births inside of you. What a difference a day makes. What a difference. You know, I don't know how it was when you got saved, but I'll never forget the day that I got born again. I said, I'll never forget that Sunday morning. Assembly of God Church, Jackson, California, 1985. As a teenage boy, a preacher preached, told me I was a dirty, rotten pagan on my way to a devil's hell. And I was like, "How do you know?" He gave that altar call. I come down that old-fashioned altar. I cried and squalled and bawled and slobbered and snotted. But I can tell you this, when I got up, I'd been born again. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Kincaid, I didn't know all the big words. I didn't know, you know, sanctification and adoption and regeneration and kenosis and impeccability. I didn't know any of that stuff. But I knew this. Used to be dead. Now I'm alive. Hallelujah. Used to be on my way to hell. Now I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. And what a difference one day makes. You know, I got to get on with this thing. We're going to preach in just a second. We're getting there. But I remember, you know, my children, this is all they've known is revivals. We went full-time when my daughter was one. You know, just because they're born into an evangelist family doesn't mean they're born again. There comes a time in their life they got to be saved. My daughter was about 5 years of age. We were preaching revival in Northern California. She found her way to an altar and realized she needed God as her Savior. She got born again. God saved her. Young age of five. Young age of seven, she got filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, she's, you know. But 5 years of age, got saved. Well, 2 years later, her brother became five. We were preaching revival in Arkansas. Now, they've raised around this altar. All they know this altar. And they go to the every time the altar call is given, they go. That's just the way it is. They're raised here. We never had them out. Even when they were babies, you know, we come to the altar, pray. Folks want to hold them. We say, "Appreciate it, thank you, but no thanks. We're going to hold them right here." We've shouted with them in our arms. We've prayed folks through the Holy Ghost. You know, we that's where they're raised, you know. But 7 years, 5 years of age, now my boy, he's 5 years old now. Well, not now, he's 15. But anyway, then, big five, son, wow. But five years of age. And we're in that revival in Dumas, Arkansas. That night he goes to that altar like usual. But that night's different. He's down there a long time praying. Gets back to the house. Tells mama, said, "Mama, I got saved tonight." Well, you know, sisters are skeptical. Sisters are just kind of skeptical. It's just, you know, the way they are. You know, and she just popped that little hand up there. She said, "Well, did you cry? Because you got to cry." So, you know, I said, "Well, now, honey, you know, I know you cried and I cried. My mom cried. You know, I know a lot of folks do cry when they get born again, they get saved, and that's a normal thing. But not everybody cries when they get saved. I mean, you don't have to cry to be saved. You know, I'm trying to explain the theology to a 7-year-old. And finally, she just looked at him and said, well, did you feel something? She turned back at me and said, because you got to feel something. I couldn't argue with that one. Amen. I said, you're right. You got to feel something. Why? How do you know when life comes, you feel something? Hallelujah. Thank you. We're not saved by feeling. But I can tell you this, when you do get born again and that day comes, you'll feel it and you'll know it and you'll never be the same. I've never been the same. What a difference one day can make. And this is that day. Church, this is the day God wants to make a difference in your life. Your life. You may have been through a lot of New Year's Day days in your life. You may have been to a lot of New Year's Day services. But He's saying, this is the day I want to do a work in your life that you'll never forget. What a difference a day makes. I see in the Word of God a little lady. He doesn't even tell us her name. It just calls her the woman. The woman. And the Bible said this woman came to a well. Now, this woman tells us, or the Bible tells us, this woman came to a well in the afternoon. Now, as you begin to look back in Hebrew tradition and customs, women did not come to the well in the afternoon. It's hotter in the afternoon. The women came to the well in the morning. They would come early in the morning. Sometimes they'd go back in the evening. But they always came in the morning. Most of the time, they came in groups. They would all get together, you know. Nothing's changed, you know. I mean, you let one lady go to the bathroom. But you know, they go in groups. You know, it's the way it is. You know, women can't even shop without themselves. They got to have, let's go shopping. Wow, you know, you see a group of ladies getting for the bar, the mall, just get out the way. You know, but you know, so the group gets ready. They go, but this Bible said, here, this lady, she's coming in the afternoon. The reason was, as the Bible tells us a little bit later, is basically she was the offscouring of society. She was the lowest of the low. She'd been married 5 times, and the one she was living with wasn't her husband. The reason she didn't come in the morning is because she didn't want to be laughed at, and she didn't want to be mocked, and she didn't want to be jeered. She didn't want to be snickered at. She didn't want to be pointed at. She said, I'll just come in the afternoon, and maybe nobody will see me. I see her that afternoon as she comes, guilt-ridden, shamed, sin-bound, her life. Oh, she's coming to a well. Has probably the veil down, round, tight, close, head down, hoping, please don't let anybody see me. Let me just get a little water and go home. But I'm telling you, what a difference. What a difference one day can make. Oh, and she's burdened by guilt and sin and shame. She approaches the well. Oh, there's somebody. I said, there's somebody sitting by the well. And oh, his name was Jesus. And what a difference a day makes when somebody meets Jesus. Here she is. She didn't want anybody to see her, want anybody to know, burdened by sin and guilt and shame ridden. But that day she met the Master. Hallelujah. And what a difference one day can make. The Bible said, oh, she left her water pot. She forgot about her water. She forgot about the sneers and the jeers and the looks and the onlookers. And she ran back into town and said, come see a man that told me everything that ever I did. Oh, the guilt was gone. The shame was gone. She'd found forgiveness. Why? She met the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know what your past may be. It may be like the woman at the well. But what a difference today can make as the forgiveness of God can be poured into your heart. What a difference. What a difference. One day. And this morning, this is the day. This is the day the Lord hath made. You know, I thought about two men in the Word of God named James and John. James and John were brothers. James and John were fishermen. Now, I like to fish. I enjoy it. Well, let me put it this way. I like to catch. Okay, I'm going to say, I like to catch. Fishing ain't always my favorite thing unless we're catching. Then I'm enjoying it, you know. I'm not into that going there, sitting there all day with, you know, bait on the hook. 14 hours later, still got the same bait. I don't like that kind of stuff. But I like the kind where you throw it out there and you're like, yeah. But here, James and John are the fishermen. And they're just doing what fishermen do. You know, if fishermen aren't fishing, they're usually taking care of their tackle box when they get home. That's just what fishermen do. Man, you can at least smile at me. I'm not telling you you're going to hell because you're a fisherman, okay? Just cool. They're like, yeah, I feel it coming home. You're going to smack us, aren't you? But then, no. I like fishing, all right? I like it. But here they are, the two fishermen. They're just the James and John fishermen. They're on the seashore that day, sitting there, mending their nets, taking care of their tackle. But what a difference a day makes. As they're sitting there on the boat that day, all of a sudden the Bible tells us Jesus walked by and said, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Why don't you follow me? Oh, what a difference a day makes. Can I tell you, you could talk to him. When you get to glory, you ask him, say, "Was Brother Man right? Was that a day you'll never forget?" You know what they'll say? "Yes, he was right. It's a day we never forgot." What a difference that day made in our life. Before that day, all we thought about was fishing. Before that day, all we thought about was James and John's fishing charters on the Sea of Gennesaret, on the Sea of Chinnereth, on the Sea of Galilee. All we thought about was maybe expanding and going to the Mediterranean, doing fishing charters there. And then we were going to go to Ezion Geber and run some out in the sea. I mean, James, I know it's poetic license, just bear with me. Come on. James and John, that's what they're thinking about. Oh, but that day, everything changed. I said, that day, everything changed. What a difference a day makes in their life when the master stepped in, and no longer are they thinking about the fishing expeditions. They're thinking about evangelistic services in Nazareth. Evangelistic services on the Sea of Galilee. Oh, what a difference a day makes. And this is that day. God wants to transform your life this morning. What a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. If you're this morning and you're not saved, God wants to make a difference in your life. Quickly. First Samuel chapter 17 tells a great story. Tells us a story about a man by the name of David. Do you remember the story? David the shepherd boy. And one day David's dad said, "Son, I want you to go down to the battle and take your brother some bread and some cheese and see how the battle's doing." The Bible said, so David grabs bread and cheese and goes down to meet his brother and see how the battle's doing. The Bible said, so he gets down and finds a guy in the middle named Goliath, cousin of God in God's army. You remember that? Not going to let that uncircumcised Philistine go to that. Go down and kill the guy. The Bible says, "Your brother, you, the man, have been away from his youth up." Goes in, tells Saul about it. Tells him about the bear. Tells him about the lion. Puts his armor on. Puts his armor off. Grabs his sling. Grabs his staff. Runs off to meet the giant on the battlefield. Long way to go. Short time to get. First time seven. You know. The Bible said when David gets down into that battlefield, and he looks up and he sees this guy named Goliath, the Bible said that for 40 days, Goliath had been making his boast. 40 days Goliath had been coming out there cussing God and God's army. And every time he did it, everybody ran. "Oh, look how big. Ooh." Now, I know this is poetic license on my part, extrapolation. I don't know exactly how it happened. But I could just see maybe the first day Goliath says to his friends, "Boys, let me get out there in the middle of that valley and see if I can scare them a little bit." Anywhere from 9 to 12 feet tall, depending on the size of shoes he was wearing. And he goes out there in the middle of that thing and he says, "Ah, send me a man." Ah, and begins to cuss God and God's army. And everybody runs. "Oh, he's so big. Oh." And I said, "Ooh, that was pretty fun." Next day I can just see him. "Boys, let me go try that again and see if it works." He goes out in the middle of the valley of Elah. He does that 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 days he's doing this. I can see it on that 35th day. The boy said, "Listen, Goliath, go out and do your thing again. We're tired of looking at these boys." Sure, Goliath gets up, walks out. Everybody runs. But I'm preaching on what a difference a day makes. And not sure. It doesn't tell. It just said he did it for 40 days. So I don't know if it was the 40th day or the 41st. I'm not sure. we get to glory, we'll ask the Lord. But it's either day number 40 or day number 41. Goliath gets up. He's going to go out. He's going to do his same thing. He's going to go out there, say, send me in a man to fight. Look real big. Rawr, do his whole deal. Oh, and everybody's going to run. He gets up. He walks out there. He starts making his big boast. But what a difference a day makes is he didn't realize that day something was different. That day there was a whole bunch of chickens there, but there was one guy named David said, I'm not going to let that uncircumcised Philistine get away with that. I'll go down there and kill that guy. When it is all said and done, Goliath may have done it for 40 days, but on that 41st day, or maybe on the 40th, whatever day it was, what a difference a day makes. He stood there that day and made his great boast, but when it was all said and done, he was dead on the ground. David was carrying his head back to the king. Oh, and what a difference a day makes. You preacher, what are you getting at? I'm telling you, sometimes the devil comes and tries to look real big and tells you you'll never have victory. You'll never get victory in that area of your life. God will never touch you. This will never happen. You need to stand up and say, what a difference a day can make. God wants to make a difference in your life today. You can have victory. You can have victory today. Today, this is the day for the victory. Goliath has cussed God and God's people for the last time. Let God give you victory this morning. This is the day. This is the day. And what a difference a day makes. Oh, I'd like to preach on others. Let me just tell you a quick story. We were preaching a revival. One night after the service, it's first service Friday night. Start on a Friday night. We were standing in the back shaking hands. Lady came to us. Greeted us and said, Brother Man, my daughter's hooked on drugs. I don't remember. Anyway, drug addict. Says she's here today. She's been through all of the programs and nothing's worked. She's a mess. Life is a mess. Doesn't want to live. I mean, just a mess. She didn't want to come this morning. Or this evening, she didn't want to come to the altar. She said, would you come pray for her? I said, she's here. She said, yeah, she's over here in this side area. I said, yeah, we'll be over there. Shook a few more hands, and we went around and began to pray for this young lady. Talked to her about the good things of God. Sure enough, I mean, she is a mess. I mean, just a mess. Drugs, just, oh, life was a mess. But we just began to tell her about this great God, about this great Christ, about this great and wonderful gospel. And I know that devil was saying, you'll never beat the game of drugs. I know that devil was looking big that day, saying, you'll never get out from underneath this heroin giant. But can I tell you, that night, as we knelt there in that back room, back part of that sanctuary, and began to pray with that young lady, I'm telling you, she found Jesus. Oh, she began to cry and weep. God came into her heart, came into her life. Oh, I'm telling you, did a great work. We found out later, she came back to the more meetings that we were there. She came back and she said, Brother Man, she said, that night I went home. She said, I hadn't felt peace in so long. It felt so good when I got home. She said, I didn't even turn on the TV. I just wanted to sit there and enjoy that feeling. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, she'd been set free. That devil said, you'll never have victory. That devil said, it'll never work. But I'm telling you, the Lord showed up. And what a difference a day makes in your life. You might need victory this morning. Don't wait till the last night of revival. Have victory this morning. What a difference a day makes. She said, preacher, I struggled with this for 2011, the entire year. But today, what a difference a day makes. God wants to give you victory today. Don't struggle with it a day more in 2012. Let God set you free. Hallelujah. What a difference a day makes. And church, this is that day. This is that day. God wants to do a work in your life. Oh, time wouldn't permit me to tell you. I could tell you of so many others in the Word of God. Joseph. Remember Joseph? Joseph's in prison. Joseph's in a dungeon. Joseph's at the bottom. One day he's in the prison. One day he's forgot about. One day he doesn't know if he'll ever get out. But what a difference a day makes.
The next day, he's riding number two chariot in Egypt. Woo! What a difference. Today, the devil may say, you'll never get out. I'm telling you, this is the day. Might as well just go ahead and get in the chariot. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord hath made for you to have victory. For you to have deliverance. Oh, Egypt, been in bondage all that time, been in bondage all that long. Oh, but what a difference one day makes. All the plagues came, but no difference. All the things happened, but nothing, but all one night. What a difference one day makes. Passover lamb was slain. Blood applied to the doorpost. Death angel passed over. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Egypt or Israel was spared. Not only did they leave the next day, but the Bible said they spoiled Egypt when they left. Oh, what a difference. One day they're paupers. One day they're beggars. One day there's nothing. And the next day, hallelujah, what a difference one day makes. And church, this is the day for God to make a difference in your life. One more thing as they come. Did you ever think about Pentecost? Did you ever think about the day before Pentecost? Do you realize on the day before Pentecost, nobody's standing on the street corner preaching the gospel? The day before Pentecost, nobody in the prisons preaching the gospel? Huh? The day before Pentecost, there's no great move of God. The day before Pentecost, nobody's being healed at the temple. The day before Pentecost, nobody's being set free. The day before Pentecost, nobody's been given hope. The day before Pentecost, Gentiles are still ousted. The day before Pentecost. But oh, what a difference one day makes. The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What a difference a day makes. What a difference. One day, the gospel is contained in an upper room, but the next day, I said, the next day, the world begins to hear. Why? Because what a difference one day can make. Today could be that day. Oh, I'm telling you, we can have Holy Ghost Pentecostal explosion right here in Goshen, Indiana. God can explode this thing and we can reach out to a lost and dying world. This is that day. This is that day. We keep looking futuristic. I've just come to tell you, this is the day that the Lord hath made. The first day, 2012, God's made it for you and I. To draw nigh to Him. For you and I, let Him have His way in our life. For you and I, leave this place saying, I'll never be the same. Not because of that preacher. Not because of anything they did. But simply because Jesus came by. Touched my life. What a difference a day makes. Church, this is that day. Stand with me, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're here this morning? Oh, Lord, have Your way. Father, help us. Help us, God. Deal with every heart. Deal with every life. Deal with every soul. Move by Your mighty hand and power. Deal with the unsaved. Deal with the lost. Deal with the backslider. Courage, strength, and help. God, we need victory. We need Holy Ghost. God, we need a touch. We need a move of the Spirit of God to start this new year off around these altars. Touch us. Touch us, sweet Lamb of God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, thank You for it. Heads are bowed this morning. Eyes closed between you and the Lord. You're here this morning. And you're not saved. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I don't want to know if you're religious. Don't want to know if you shook the preacher's hand. I want to know, have you been born again? Have you been born again? Has Jesus Christ come and made a difference in your life? You hear this morning, say, preacher, I'm not saved. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. Say, preacher, I'm not saved. I need Jesus Christ. I need to be born again. I want Him to make a difference in my life. I want Him to set me free. I want Him to remove the guilt and the shame. Slip your hand up quickly, up and back down between you and the Master. There'll be just one this morning. Hallelujah. Maybe your back slid away from God. You've turned and walked away. You've known the good touch of God, but you've turned and walked away. And this morning you're here and you're feeling the guilt of conviction as God has brought sweet Holy Ghost conviction to your soul. You're feeling that guilt and shame from being backslid. Oh, you say, preacher, I realize I'm backslid. I'm away from God. I'm not right and I need to make it right today. Slip your hand up quickly between you and the Master. Just up and back down. I need to make some things right. I want this first day of 2012 to be a day that I'll never forget. A day that I give it all to Christ. That I give it all to Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're here, say, preacher, I've been religious, but I've really never had that life that you preached about this morning. I want that life. I want what you preached about this morning. I want God to make a difference in my heart and life today. Slip your hand and say, that's me. Come on, up and back down. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here this morning, say, preacher, there's something in my life I'm struggling with, and I need victory. Maybe you've struggled with it all year. Maybe it's been a long time. Maybe it's been a few days. Say, preacher, I want victory this morning. Slip your hand and say, that's me. I see these hands. There's others. Come on, up and back down. What a difference. Today can be your day. We can start this year in victory. I said we can start this year in victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'd slip up your hand with me. Say, preacher, I want this to be a day to remember like the day of Pentecost. I want God to do a work in my heart today. Slip your hand and say, that's me. Slip your hand. Oh, God, do a work. Start this revival in my heart. Start this revival in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's Sunday morning, but it's not late. We're going to play and sing this song. As they do, we're going to invite everyone that raised your hand and everyone that will. Why don't we come? Let's gather around these altars. Let's let God make a difference in our life this morning. Let's let Him change us. Let's let Him do a work in us.